The War of 1812 was a brutal war. It was an ugly war.
The bulk of the casualties were here on the Niagara frontier.
More than 20,000 died in the war, 15,000 from disease alone. Patrick Cavanaugh is the historian for Forest Lawn Cemetery. He shows me documents from those years.
They list the last name of the soldier, where they were from.
They were from Baltimore, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Alexandria, Virginia, and New Jersey and Kentucky. Of the 600 soldiers, British and American, buried in the 1812 cemetery on Arrow Drive near the airport, only 16 were known to be from New York State. Amherst Town historian David Sherman.
The United States Army established a small hospital here before they had any idea of the number of casualties there'd be.
Historian Douglas DeCroy of Western New York Heritage Press.
Williamsville, it was a hospital, it was a garrison at one point. Garrison Road is still a common landmark. Deaths from disease, infections.
The winters were terrible.
The winter of 1812 brought death to what would become Delaware Park in Buffalo.
To the memory of unnamed soldiers of the War of 1812.
A huge boulder in the meadow marks the spot where some 300 American soldiers died from disease and starvation and battle wounds. The frozen ground was so hard that winter, their caskets were left only partially buried. Dr. Daniel Chapin, the following spring, dug them up and reburied them in a mass grave on what was then his property and is now the Delaware Park Golf Course.
There's people that have walked this park for years and they never knew what this was about out here or what this meant. These people are out here and, you know, they're here. And it's the least we can do is to remember them.
Some 20,000 dead on both sides. On October 13, 1812, the Americans launch an attack on Queenston Heights.
Gun number six.
The American March. Army launches here at the Lewiston Landing.
I'm ready!
And it didn't go so well.
Fire!
The Americans weren't fighting just the British and Canadians. Jim Hill of Canada's Niagara Parks.
The British want American soldiers to be afraid of what's hiding in the woods.
Hiding in the woods of Queenston Heights was Major John Norton and his native warriors. His father was Cherokee, his mother Scottish. He deserted the British Army years before the War of 1812 to return to his native roots. Still, he fought with the British in 1812. Their war cries...
horrific, mournful sound coming across the water, and they can hear it on the other side. For a while, it's only less than 100 Native warriors that are pinning over 1,000 American troops in place by hit-and-run tactics, sniping.
And by fear. The Buffalo Central Library has a letter from an American soldier from 1812 telling of the killings of 17 soldiers by Native warriors. Rare book librarian Charles Alimo reads an excerpt.
These 17 men were mangled and scalped in a manner not palpable to be described, and three of them cut open and their hearts taken out.
There were, in fact, atrocities on all sides. In Canada, the great native leader Tecumseh, hoping to stop westward expansion by the Americans, sided with the British. He was killed in battle on October 5th, 1813.
Most of the American counts say they cut him up for souvenirs. Razor strops. One British officer talks about using the flat of his sword on his own men.
It was an ugly war. But it was also a war of stunning spectacle, with British and American sailing ships fighting it out on the Great Lakes. We'll have those stories and more as we mark the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.